October 17, 1910. As much love and union with Jesus as the soul has, so much value her sacrifices have. As I was in my usual state, I was praying my loving Jesus for the happy transit of a priest, who had been my confessor years before. And I said to my beloved Jesus, "Remember how many sacrifices he made, how much zeal he had for your honor and glory, and then, how much did he not do for me? How much did he not suffer? On this point you must render him to us, by letting him pass even into heaven." And blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, I do not look so much at the sacrifices, but at the love with which they are made and at the union with me that they have. So, the more the soul is united with me, the more I take into account her sacrifices. If the soul is more tightly united with me, I take great account of her littlest sacrifices, because in the union there is the measure of love, and the measure of love is eternal measure, which is no end and no boundaries. On the other hand, with a soul who may sacrifice herself very much, but is not united with me, I look at her sacrifice as that of a stranger, and I give her the remuneration she deserves, a limited one. Imagine a father and a son who love each other. The son makes small sacrifices, and the father, because of the bond of union of paternity, of sonship and of love, which is the strongest bond, looks at these small sacrifices as a great thing. He is triumphant, he feels honored, he gives all of his riches to his son, and dedicates all of his attentions and cares to his son. Now consider a servant, who works all day long, is exposed to heat and to cold, is at the command of his master, and if necessary, stays up even at night on his behalf, and what does he receive? The miserable remuneration of one day, such that, if he does not work every day, he will have to starve. Such is the difference that passes between the soul who possesses union with me and the soul who does not possess it." While he was saying this, I felt I was outside of myself together with blessed Jesus and, again, I said to him, "My sweet love, tell me, where is this soul?" And Jesus, "In purgatory." Oh, if you saw in what light he is swimming, you would be amazed. And I, "You say that he is in purgatory, and then you say that he swims in light?" And Jesus, "Yes, he finds himself swimming in light, because he had kept this light in deposit, and in the act of dying, this light has invested him and will never leave him." I understood that this light was his good works done with purity of intention.